It's Testimony Tuesday. Hey, this is Ryan Paul standing in for Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We love hearing the progress people make when applying biblical financial principles to their lives. Here's a portion of an email we recently received. With your budget tools that I've used for decades and getting on my knees in prayer for help, God erased a great deal of debt. God worked because the math doesn't add up. Thank you for your suggestions over the years to get a part-time job when debt looms and to change the budget to reflect additional principal payment. Thank you, Crown, for helping me with tools and making me hate debt. I love hearing how God answers prayer in ways we can't explain. He wants us to depend on Him completely. Now, the Bible never says that debt is a sin, but it strongly warns of the dangers that come with it. Proverbs says that the borrower is slave to the lender. This means that when you take on debt, you give up some of your freedoms, because debt is accompanied by additional burdens and pressure. God wants us to experience freedom and margin in our finances so that He can use us for His purposes. A lifestyle free of debt is not one of deprivation, but the reward for thoughtful living. This is possible when our identity is firmly rooted in Christ, not the things of this world. Make it your goal to be a lender and a giver, not a borrower and a hoarder. Then you will experience true financial freedom. Need help navigating your finances? Enroll in a Crown online course or work with one of our budget coaches. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. And if you'd like to become a volunteer budget coach, we need your help to serve the growing demand. You can start today at crown.org. That's crown.org.